How about we sing verse 3 again? For me today, partake of Him, my problems all past. I hope that as you're singing a hymn like this in your personal time, you would apply the things that we mentioned in these few days to be very flexible, to follow the inner anointing. We're coming to a living person. Every morning, we're coming to His presence afresh. Actually, we don't have to wait until the place of morning revival to begin our time with the Lord. As soon as we awaken, we can say, Lord, I love You. Thank You, You're with me. You know, we had a question, very good question. How do you know you're in the presence of the Lord? I would tell you, you're in the presence of the Lord. You just are by faith in the presence of the Lord. You just wake up and say, Lord, thank You, You're with me. Didn't He promise that He would be with us? The last verse in Matthew, behold, I'm with you. When you wake up, you can say, Lord, You're with me. You're with me. And I want to be with You. I want to enjoy Your presence. You can start a dialogue with the Lord. Have any of you ever woken up with a hymn in your heart already? Maybe that's happened to you this week. I consider that that is not just our coming to the Lord's presence, but that's the Lord coming to our presence. He's coming to us. He's calling us. That hymn, do not think that is insignificant. If that hymn is in your heart, I like to take that hymn. I like to just sing it, whether I remember it or not. I learned a little principle from Brother Dick Taylor. Many of you know Brother Dick, right? Brother Dick wanted to be with us here this week, but circumstances did not allow. Anyway, I was with him one time. I think we were in Sydney, Australia. And he called a hymn. I was sitting next to him. He called a hymn. And then we started singing. And actually, neither of us had a hymn book. And he started singing words that were not the words. And he turns to me and says, yeah, I know. I just make up my own words as I go along. So I got a little tip from him. So I do that too. Whether I remember, don't remember, I just sing what I remember and I just enjoy the presence of the Lord. And so personally, I like to shower in the morning. So my morning watch just goes along in the shower too. And then finally, when I get to that place, and please remember the word Brother Tom mentioned, set time, set place. When you go to that place, it's really so that if you build up a habit of contacting the Lord in a certain place, you just go to that place and you just sense the presence of the Lord. There's something holy and sanctified about that place. So as I go there, what I like to do is open the hymn, because I probably won't remember it verbatim. So I like to open the hymn. But if you don't remember the number, don't waste too much time. That's why it's good to memorize the hymns and memorize the numbers. Know the numbers. So maybe it's this hymn. And so I would start, but I'm just going to jump to verse 3 because I was singing this morning. How does it start again? Because I like the other tune, actually. You know, the one that we used to 501 in the garden. But now I don't have it in my head. I have this tune in my head. So I'll use this one. No. In tender... Don't sing with me. Disclaimer again. In tenderness he deals with me. O Lord, thank you for your tenderness. Because a feeling came. A thought came. Lord, you're really tender with me. You're too tender. Because I'm really a mess. You know it. I had a good start yesterday. I had a nice time with you in morning watch. But you know, my day didn't end well. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for that. Whatever that was. Thank you. You come to me in tenderness. While I stay with joy in your presence. Lord, thank you that I'm in your presence this morning. And I really mean this, just by faith. Lord, I'm in your presence. Lord, thank you for your presence. How about we say that together? Lord, thank you for your presence. You just pray that in faith, and you're in the Lord's presence. And he saturates and supplies my soul. Thank you, Lord. You can just pick up whenever. You can pick up on the wrong key. It doesn't matter. When you're with the Lord, he just likes to hear your voice. I think it was the first evening our brother shared with us Psalm 5:3. My voice you will hear in the morning. You know, Brother Dennis helps us with these wonderful CDs. He never invited me once to sing on them. Not this voice. But before the Lord, I think the Lord likes this voice. And the Lord likes your voice. My voice you will hear in the morning. Oh Lord! And he speaks to me and reveals... I switched the tune. I went to the other one. It doesn't matter. All his riches for me to... Lord, you're rich. You don't have to finish the word. You don't have to finish the syllable. If you have feeling, that's the presence of the Lord. That's the Lord speaking. That's the Lord in you. Moving. Move with him. But try your best to convert feeling to words. When feeling comes, put words to the feeling. That's the Lord speaking. Thank you. You all can be released. I hope you can use the hymns to fuel the fellowship with the Lord. This morning, we're going on to this day 4. I don't know if you have it open there. This is on exercising our spirit to pray with the word that we read. We've had some kind of practice sessions with our college students throughout the years where we actually had one time, the first time that we did this, it was a practice of fellowship kind of training. And we had it in January for 3 weeks, in the January break between the semesters. And we would gather our college students on Monday evenings and have some fellowship according to these kind of principles. And then from Tuesday through Friday morning, we would meet at the meeting hall. And not too many. I think maybe one time there was about 18, another time a smaller number. But we would come together like this and sing a hymn or two. And then we'd send everyone to a different room in the meeting hall to have personal time for 1 hour. And encouraging them to practice these principles. Then we'd come back and we'd get in a big circle and we'd go one by one and ask, "Brother, please report, how was your time?" And it wasn't, "Well, I enjoy that the Lord is the Spirit." No. We want to know, how was your time? What did you do? What did you do? Did you pray first? Did you sing first? Did you kneel? Did you stand? Did you get distracted? When you got distracted, what did you do? And we learned from one another. We had day after day for 3 weeks. This was a great blessing to me. Because we reported too. Actually, Brother Dennis and I were carrying this out together. We reported too. And day by day, you could see the progress. Oh, I remember. Again, it was 1 hour. And it was in the church hall. So people were praying, not in the place they usually pray. If they pray. And so some were in children's meeting rooms. And so they said like this. They started to call. They started to maybe sing. But then in the next room, another brother was calling. Oh, Lord Jesus. And in a way, not to their liking. So they got mad. So they just got bothered by their calling. And and that distracted them for about 10 minutes. Others, they were walking, pacing in the room. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you for this. Oh, cobwebs. They saw cobwebs in the corner. Then they looked. Oh, my. Cobwebs all over. This is a children's meeting room. They got bothered by that. So one sister, she actually got on a chair and she cleaned the whole thing. Which was very good, because then the next day she's not distracted by the cobwebs. So you remove the distraction. Another sister, she was saying, she was praying, and then she's, oh Lord, I love you. Oh, on the wall, there's a map of the good land with all the tribes. I didn't know Dan was up there. Oh, Issachar. Issachar. 7 minutes. Just then, oh, amen, Lord. Amen. The undisciplined mind. You see? The undisciplined mind. We have to learn to call our being back. Call our being back. A good way to stay focused is to practice the genuine pray reading. The pray reading. The read praying. Not merely the repeat reading that we do mostly when we're together in the meetings. You know, in the meetings, when corporately, we have a certain kind of pray reading. And that's actually very good. There's some history and there's some reason for that. I don't have the time to get into that. But we stick to the words of the Bible pretty much. We repeat the words of the Bible, trying to release our spirit. And it's a help to ignite our spirit. But if this is the only kind of prayer reading that you do in your personal time, I would say you are very much limiting your fellowship with the Lord. I want to give you these three words, and then I want to demonstrate. Three words. Mingle, convert, and personalize. Mingle, convert, and personalize. We should mingle our reading with prayer. We should convert the words of the Bible into prayer. And we should personalize the word as we pray. In this writing here, in these excerpts, there are actually two examples directly by Brother Lee. In the bottom of the first column, are you with me? This is page 9. It says, Genesis 1:1 says, are you with me? Yeah. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Most people who read this verse are tempted to know who was there in the beginning and whether the beginning was thousands, millions, or billions of years ago. This is the way to read the Bible, to seek knowledge, to know by exercising the mentality. This is the wrong way. The right way, of course, there's a time to study the Bible. But our morning time, our personal time, is not that time. The right way to read the Bible is to exercise our spirit. If we do this, right away we will pray. Oh Lord, You are the one who created all things. Everything was created by you. So everything has been initiated by you. Lord, I want you to come into my life to initiate everything. You see how many times it says you, I, personalize. A verse like this. In the beginning, God created. Just this phrase can be your food for a day or two. Maybe you would pray like this. Oh Lord, in the beginning. Lord, thank you for a new beginning. Thank you that this morning I have a new beginning. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. Lord, you're my new beginning. Be my new beginning. And Lord, please be the beginning of everything I do today. Lord, be the beginning of every conversation I have today. Be the beginning of every action. Just then you might think, how about yesterday? That conversation. The Lord might say, was I the beginning of that? I was on the internet. I was supposed to be checking email. But I went to this site. And that led me to that site. And then I spent time. Was I the beginning of that? I have to say, Lord, sorry, you were not the beginning. But Lord, cleanse me with your blood. And be my new beginning. Lord, thank you. You give us so many new beginnings. Lord, please be my new beginning. And Lord, you know, yesterday I had a good beginning, but I had a bad ending. So I'm asking you, Lord, be my beginning and my end. Be the first and the last. Be my Alpha and my Omega. You know, that's not here. Genesis 1 doesn't talk about Alpha and Omega. That's a verse in Revelation. Where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? Well, that comes because I read that before. I heard that before. I heard messages on that before. And so that's within me. I let the Word of Christ dwell in me. So the Spirit, this day, the Spirit could bring that up right at the right time. And I had a feeling. I had a remembrance. That wasn't just that I remembered. It was that the Spirit reminded. Do you know the reminding Spirit? You know, in John 14:26, it says that when He comes, He, the Spirit, one of His functions will be to remind you of all the things that I have spoken to you. It's remind. Remind. That means it has to be in your mind already. That's why, dear saints, treasure the memory verses. All these that are you're getting these verses into you. The Spirit, one day, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next week, maybe in 6 months, you'll be praying and a phrase from one of these verses will come up in you. That will be the Spirit speaking to you. That will be food to you. Just store it. Store it within yourself. Store it as much as you can. That's why it's important to be in the trainings and the conferences. That's why it's important to read the ministry. Get so much into you. And then the Spirit can bring it up. And that becomes living speaking. If you don't read the Bible, if you don't hear messages, if you don't read messages, eventually your fellowship with the Lord may be very limited to yes and no. You won't know the Lord speaking. Because the Lord, He actually speaks Bible. What He speaks to you, the way He speaks to you, is to bring the Word that's been within you up at certain times. But it has to be within you. If not, you may not understand what the Spirit is speaking to you. So it's very important to fuel our fellowship with the Lord in our daily life. Read the ministry. Come to conferences and trainings like this. Be filled. Have the Word stored in you. Eventually the Spirit, at the right time, will bring a feeling. When a feeling comes, when a thought comes, convert it to prayer. Right away, convert it to prayer. You may pray, Lord, be my beginning. And Lord, not only be the first. Lord, I want you to have the preeminence in all things. That's not in Genesis. That's in Colossians. Where did that come from? Well, because I read that. I knew that. There's another example at the bottom of or the next paragraph. This is very interesting. These are verses that I don't know I remember ever pray reading in my morning time. Matthew 8, 1 through 3 says, "And when he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him, and behold, a leper, coming near, worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can cleanse me,' and stretching out his hand," and so on. At the bottom, here's the prayer. Here's Brother Lee applying this. "Lord, come down again today to the place where I am. I am in the place of failure, in the place of leprosy, and I cannot deliver myself. Lord, if you come to the place where I am, I will be delivered. Oh, Lord, I have been cleansed by you, but I still need you more and more. Come down, Lord, to the place where I am." Saints, learn to apply this way. Even a verse like this can be food to you. Lord, come down. You're on the mountain, but I'm not on the mountain. I'm down here. Thank you that you come down all the time. Lord, if you are willing, you can cleanse me. Lord, I need a lot of cleansing. Always apply as much as you can. I think that's enough. You have 15 minutes for more practice. Please go and be back at 9:15, ready for the next session. Amen.